This episode is brought to you by The Ultimate Girls Trip. Here is our reoccurring daydream. Us at a drool-worthy pool, surrounded by our business besties. We just finished a powerful exercise on building our dream lives and executing our business goals. Join us if you are ready to be celebrated for taking up space, to feel purposeful, and to live a life of fulfillment. Go to proofitspossible.com for more info. Welcome to Proof It's Possible. Jamie and I are multifaceted entrepreneurs, the founders of The Ultimate Girls Trip, and the hosts of Proof It's Possible. Jamie and I are also sisters, best friends, and complete opposites, but somehow we always manage to stay on the same team. Join us every week to hear our thoughts on all things entrepreneurship, friendship, family, pop culture, and more.
Welcome back. Today we are chatting about, in business and in life, haters, people that come to just rain on your parade. So I was under the belief that like not everybody got haters and like it's not a real thing. And you know, if you're positive, then everyone else will be positive. But I have come to learn that there are haters in the world. There's people that just truly don't want to see you win. And it doesn't have to make sense, and you don't have to justify their bad behavior, and you don't, you know, like, because that's what we do naturally as human beings, is we're like, have I done something to them? Have I like offended somebody? But the truth is there's people that just truly don't want to see you win. And that's a really hard pill to swallow.
Do you want to know what? It's, for me, it's interesting because I don't actually think it's even about the individual who's getting the hate. Like, and I always, you always hear, and like, I don't go around the world being like, oh, everybody hates me. You know, like, no. all my haters. Like, I don't think of it like that at all. And I don't think I have haters very much at all. But I do think
you wait until this episode airs and then everyone's going to hit your DMs and be like, listen,
you're a bitch. But anyways, I think the way that it comes out is that if you have something successful or you've done something that is like scary to somebody or something they wanted to do, but you did it before them or you got success before them.
I think that is the biggest reason people hate on other people is because they feel like they didn't have the courage to do it. So anyone who did, it's so triggering for them.
Totally. And the thing is that I also don't think they're bad people even. Like, I know that I'm not justifying the bad behavior at all, but I do think that what ends up happening is there's this like, it's our like instinct is to like be mad when you're, when you don't know how to process the feelings around like thinking, I could have done that. I should have done that. I wanted to do that. Or I'm doing that, not getting the same results. Your insides can't do anything. It's like a fight or flight response, you know, like it's one of those things that we have to wrangle the green-eyed monster. Like we all feel jealous or something inside at certain times. And you watch like really, really famous people go through it all the time. Like you brought up the Taylor Swift thing in one of our recent conversations, just being like, and I mean, you can like or hate Taylor Swift. Whatever. It's not actually about her. It's about the person that's decided they hate her. It's like, well, you don't know her. What do you hate?
Well, and the thing that I find so interesting is that it doesn't matter. Like, so for instance, she's getting a lot of hate because of the Travis Kelce thing and the Super Bowl and whatever. How she's changed football. Like how she has somehow been responsible for this shift in football, which I truly believe her fans have changed the football scene. But I don't think it's her that has done it. It's collectively her fans. But I also believe that she has brought brand new fans to the stadiums. Mm-hmm. She has cultivated this huge community that used to just be Swifties and is now, you know, they live, breathe, and NFL. They're buying more jerseys. Millions and millions of sales have happened in jerseys. Like I'm talking like I've read a stat and I could be wrong, but it was like a 5 million% increase in jersey sales.
Yeah.
And it's like she has brought so much good to this sport, whether you like her or you hate her. She has literally revitalized a bit of a dying sport as far as like spectators and, you know, all of that go.
Do you think it's a dying sport? I don't.
Like statistically, it has been on a decline for several years. So like that's just personal opinion. It has, like, if you look at the graph of like who's watching and how much commercials are costing and all of that, it has been
I didn't even know that.
And so she has brought this whole new audience, all these people spending money in promoting this league, and people still hate her. It doesn't matter how much good she brings. They still pick out the bad she's brought. Even if
to talk to the Travis Kelce thing, I found it wildly bizarre that people were like, she's affecting his game, basically. Like, had he not won, his team not won the Super Bowl, it would have been her fault. Because he wouldn't have been on his game because he's being distracted by her. And it's like, well, he's an adult man. So if he's feeling distracted, he needs to have the internal commitment to himself and his teammates and his career to stay focused. And if he can't do that, that's his problem.
And also,
you know,
it is a team sport. So not one person wins or loses the game. It's, you know, the entire team is responsible for the wins and losses, the coaching staff, the playmakers, all the things. And it's like, it's amazing to me that somebody who has zero control over what happens on the field, she gets to be the heat. She gets to take all of the heat for all of this. Like, I'm like, it's proof to me that it truly doesn't matter. You could be Mother frickin' Teresa, but people will still find a reason to hate you.
Yeah, for sure. And the other thing is that's also interesting is when his team did win, nobody said, like, it's because he's so happy and she has made him so happy that he's never been so focused on his career because he's so, like, settled in his personal life for the first time ever. That's why he's won. You know, she doesn't get the glory. She only gets the heat if they lost. And I'm not, like, saying you have to be a fan of hers or not be a fan of hers. Like, you might hate her music and that's fair because that's what she's actually in the world to do, is music. So if you don't like her music, you don't have to like her. I'm not saying that. I love her. I think she's cute and, you know, whatever. And obviously there's lots of people who love her. But I just don't see how it's possible to hate on her for stuff she has no control over. Like, 100%. It's bizarre.
So, the other thing I want to say on this, and then we can move on about Taylor Swift, is that, and it has nothing to do with haters, but this man I saw on like a little clip, he spent $3,500 on tickets to Taylor Swift to take his daughter. And people were like, you're crazy, man. Like, would you do it again? Now that you've seen her, would you do it again? And he was like, I would do it again 1,000 times over. Not because I'm a Taylor Swift fan, but because when I brought my daughter to that arena, she left and dreamed bigger. So, like, that's the impact she's making on the world. She's making, like, these little girls believe that their dreams are possible, and people still hate her. Anyways.
I know, like, I agree.
End of my rant about Taylor Swift. Like her or hate her music, you can't deny that she's, like, a force.
Inspiring people.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of lovers, too. For every hater, there's a lot of lovers. And, like, honestly, at the end of the day, when somebody's, like, negative or doesn't like somebody like a Taylor Swift or a really successful business person or whatever, or says it's easier for that person because of this, or, like, you know, just negative towards someone's success, I always think to myself, this has nothing to do with the person you're hating on. It's all about the hater.
Absolutely.
Grab yourself a journal, grab yourself a therapist, grab yourself a coach, grab yourself some help, a self-help book. And find out, why do you feel these things towards people you don't even know?
Okay, so a perfect stranger is one of my haters. And I didn't think I had haters. I don't feel like I'm, like, this public figure that has, like, these random haters. But after I wrote my book, I got this message on Instagram from someone I've never met. We don't have any friends in common, nothing. Mm-hmm. She writes me and says, ask me a question about the content of my book. She has not bought it, not read it. It is literally a few hours old. Like, I had just released it that day. So she said, I've never read your book, but I'm curious. Do you talk about X, Y, and Z? And I said, no, it's a story about my own personal experiences. Those aren't my own personal experiences. X, Y, and Z didn't happen to me. So no, I love them. It's not a book about that. I'm thinking she's like wondering, is this a good fit for me to buy my next book?
Right.
Because X, Y, and Z really matters to me. And I'm looking for a book about that. So I tell her, no, it's a memoir on my own life and my own personal journey. And that's not true for me. So I don't speak to it. It's not my reality. She writes me back. Basically, you should be ashamed of yourself that you never wrote about X, Y, and Z, because you should have. This is a missed opportunity, and now you are a disgraceful, disgusting human being. Direct quotes. And there's way more. It's way more vulgar and way more disgusting.
And way meaner, yes, because I know what it's actually about.
And it says, it must be nice for you to be a white, female, beautiful woman, and to just think that the world is your oyster. And I was like, right? Because I wrote a book, you've never met me, you have no idea what's inside those pages, and you're making this assumption that like my life is perfect, and therefore I deserve,
even though you've just written a book, about how your life is actually, like, in fact, not very perfect. Like,
it's a book about the book. Yeah,
you know, your husband's addiction and how it affected you.
Yeah,
and your family and your future and your, you know, reality. Yeah. Like, it's actually very much a vulnerable book that's not at all about your perfect life.
Perfection. It actually is an anti-perfection book. It talks about how, like, I was striving for perfection and that didn't serve me. And I had to get really down and dirty on, like, accepting that my life was very far from perfect. It was chaotic and horrible in small moments, you know?
Anyway. And all the hard decisions that led you out of it.
Yes.
You know, like to let you out of that dark place.
It was the first time that I'm like, what? There's like people that don't even know me that hate me. They not only do they not know me, they know nothing about me. She doesn't follow me. And like, I triggered her in the past and that's why she hates me so much. Nope. Never met. Never followed me.
How do you think she found you? Just like, cause someone else shared about your book that she did follow, or
what was the
place for it?
Yeah, I think that's how she found me, is that somebody was like being like, hey, I just purchased this book, and she is a friend of a friend and saw it on somebody else's social and then just decided to write me the message. Like, that to me is proof that it has nothing to do with the person that you hate.
Nothing.
And it has everything to do with the hater themselves and how much they hate themselves. Because I believe that like whatever you're filled with, so if you're filled with love and joy and happiness, you will spill out love, joy, and happiness. If you are filled with hate, you will literally spill that shit on anyone. Mm-hmm. Even if we're
well, and you'll do it in big ways and you'll do it on small ways. Like, it'll be like just a grumpy tone with people, or it can be as much as like chewing someone a new one. Like, basically where you unsolicited write nasty messages and say mean things and, you know, assume stuff about somebody that is wildly untrue, but you've decided it is, so that's fine. I do think that like the key for the person getting the hate, remember that somebody that isn't in the arena, like Brene Brown's thing, should not have a say. Like the man in the arena, that whole, I think it's Theodore Roosevelt that actually said it, but it's like,
no, Teddy,
why do they get to say you're doing a bad job at something they're not even brave enough to try.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, okay, I'm doing a bad job, then do it better. Or don't read the book. Don't watch my socials. Don't do the thing. And I think, but sadly, what sucks about somebody that is a hater and just goes around hating is that it can stop people, right? It can stop people from being proud of their book, being proud of their business, being proud of their accomplishments. And what it tells people is stay small, stay quiet, don't have a voice, don't do the thing that triggers someone else's, you know, internal trouble. And it's like, yeah, the best thing to do in this situation is to stay vocal about your mission, about what matters to you, to stand up for yourself in a like positive and polite way. And maybe that looks like doing nothing, like saying nothing back. Because truthfully, in your situation,
I said nothing
back. We talked about it a lot. Yeah, you can't say anything back, because whether you had said, yes, my book is about what you want it to be about, or no, it is not, she was mad at you no matter what. Because had it been the other way around, she would have been like, what gives you the right to talk about that? Mm-hmm. Right? To share someone else's experience.
No, I was damned if I did and damned if I didn't. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do is give this a moment of my energy. So
energy or any kind of fuel to the fire, because that's what that person's looking for, very likely is more of a fight. They love a fight. So you have to move on from the hater and not let it take away your flame. That's the goal, right? Is they want the match to really explode. And
the other thing that I think is really important to remember is that if you don't want their life, don't take their advice. So
absolutely.
It's kind of like the hairdresser that has really bad hair. Don't go get your hair cut there. But if somebody who has like a very undesirable life is trying to give you advice or trying to, you know, she very much framed this as that, like, I should take her advice because she knows better than me and how I should have done things. Why would I ever take somebody's advice like that? And after a quick scroll on her socials, she literally was in a fight with like 40 different people. And I could see that just by like clicking into her profile. Rude, negative comments. And I was just like, do I want to go around fighting people?
No, online? Exactly.
Or do I want to just like return to like my own happy life? And if I can't take her advice.
Absolutely. And you've worked really hard for that life. So to let a hater derail you doesn't serve you, doesn't serve your purpose in this world, doesn't serve anything that is positive in your world. So I definitely think that, like, although I know a lot of people come across, and like sometimes sadly, like I'm thinking of a person in my life that I know of, and their hater is in their family. And so what's hard about that is like, you can't be like, hey dad, get out of my life. You know, like, so you can't get away from the person. Yours happened to be a complete stranger. But haters show up everywhere, and being so secure and confident in your own purpose, reasons, whatever it is hard. But when you get haters, and as you level up and rise, they're coming, unfortunately, but you need to stay strong in your mission, your purpose, your reasons, and why you're doing the things you're doing and why they're important to you, because they maybe aren't important to everybody, and that's okay. And that might be people that you actually might value their opinion sometimes, but you can't value their opinion on this.
Well, and just like, not everybody is for me, like, you know, I don't love every single person I've ever met on this earth, but I also don't need to be their best friend. I feel the same way about, like, if somebody isn't in alignment with me, I don't need to hate them. I can just like bow out and be like, they're not for me. And the same is true when somebody does that to me, or like, you know, does a little bit of hate to me. I'm like, I'm not for you. And that's okay. Like, if what I say and do is triggering to you, and I'm not for you, we're not like a compatible match, it's a-okay. Let's just bow out of each other's lives and just keep it that way. Like, I don't, you don't have to force things that shouldn't be.
Absolutely. No. And the thing is the, what it like comes right down to is learning the skill of having a little bit of thick skin, knowing that people, not everybody's going to love you, like you, whatever, being that like people pleaser where you're like, I have to be liked by all. I'll do anything to be liked by all, because the bigger you grow and the bigger your audience is, and the people aren't going to like you. Not everybody's going to like you, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And you have to be okay with it. Like, it's just one of those things you have to be okay with.
But like, so my example was like of a, like a big showy hater, but I do feel like there's sneakier versions of hate. And I don't know that, I don't even know that they would be called hate. They'd be fall under more of the like jealous, and I don't know how to deal with my emotions. Unsupportive because I feel threatened by you. You know, like,
and miserable towards you for no reason. Things
and
like
those are
that. Yeah.
Usually people that you're closer with, like,
right.
So those are like acquaintances or friends or family members that are like, oh, I wanted to do that, or I feel a little bit jealous that you're doing that, and
I'm stuck at my day job and you're doing the thing and I'm not doing it yet, or I'm not there, or I don't know how to get there, or whatever.
Well, and I like, there has to be a little bit of self-awareness about it too, because there's been times when I've like thought to myself, I don't know that I've ever liked this friend's posts. And like, it's not that I didn't like them, but like, I've never clicked the like button. And I know that they're like promoting a business, so it's helpful in the algorithm and all of that stuff. And I've had to do a little like soul searching to be like, why haven't you ever clicked a like? Why can't you just go click a like? And so whenever I have those like moments where I'm like, I haven't been that great of a supportive friend, I immediately have to like correct it and do a little soul searching on like, am I slightly jealous of that? Like, have I truly just been like scrolling mindlessly and didn't like anybody's anything? But
yeah, exactly.
I just need, you know, we all need to be reminded that like, it's okay to be a good friend. It's okay to help support somebody else's business. It's okay to share something that you think is like a powerful message or, you know, like.
Totally.
Because when the shoe is on the other foot, it feels really nice when someone's like, I shared your podcast. I'm like, wow, what a great friend you are.
I know. You're like, you did? That's so amazing. I know. I agree. And once you're in it and you see how much it does matter to people, the positive friendships and community that you can build, you realize that it is so, so important. And the only way to build that community is for you to do it as well. Like for it to be a two-way street where when they're winning, you cheer really loud. Mm-hmm. If you want people cheering for you, you have to know that if you didn't cheer for them yet, they're probably not coming to cheer for you either. And that's just fair. Like that's what fairness looks like. And you haven't put those good vibes out there. So you're probably not getting them back.
Totally.
Yeah. Do you guys have any, we would love to hear from you, your experiences with haters, how you handled it. Maybe you've never had a hater and like, can't even imagine, but we would love to hear all about your experiences with this kind of like polarizing topic. Let us know.
Bye guys.
Have a great week, everyone. We are so grateful you're here.
It would mean the world to us if you'll subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channel and leave us a review.
If you want to hear more from us, go to proofitspossible.com to join our mailing list and find our social links so you don't miss a thing.
Thanks and chat next time.